What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Check this out, my friend. Check this out. For the very first time ever, the Dear Gabby podcast is coming to you live in New York City. I know this show is meant to be recorded live in front of an audience because what's so good about this show is how inspired it is and how extemporaneous the conversations are and how much flow comes through. So join me live in New York City on December 14th at Town Hall. You can set yourself up to manifest your wildest dreams in 2023. That's what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to give a 30-minute talk on effortlessly manifesting, followed by live Dear Gabby Q&As with my typical unscripted real-time coaching from me, guided meditations, high vibes, super high vibes. And I am so stoked for this event that it's just going to be one of those ones that you just do not want to miss. So go over to deargabby.com/NYC to secure your spot immediately because tickets are almost sold out. This is a 1,500-person room. Tickets are almost sold out. That's deargabby.com/NYC. I can't wait to see you there. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, my friends. Welcome back. This show, guys, this show is going to knock your socks off. This is one of my favorite big talks. It might be my all-time favorite big talk. It's with my longtime friend, Kyle Gray. And Kyle is this amazing, multi-talented teacher who is known worldwide for his expertise in angels and spiritual energy. His mission has always been so strong. His mission, I've just felt it through him from the moment I met him, is to help as many people as possible get spiritually connected and really introduce people to their angels and to their guides and to the spiritual realm. Please be sure to listen all the way through to the end because Kyle pulls an angel card for our listeners. So you literally get your own angel reading today. This is an amazing show. Enjoy. So today I want to just dive in about what it means to be connected to angels and how you first knew that you had that connection.
Mm. You know, I've been super connected since as long as I can remember, and I didn't necessarily realize that anything spiritual was happening in my early years. And just cut the long story short, I was paralyzed when I was 3 years old, and I had this virus that attacked my nervous system. And it was during that time of being in a wheelchair and being stuck in one space that I started to be able to sense beyond the room. My mother used to call me Hoover ears because I was always wanting to listen beyond the room. And I remember trying to feel what was happening in the next room or trying to pick up what was going on elsewhere. And a year or so later, my body returned to its natural state. My body healed itself. I overcame this virus. And my grandmother's health was deteriorating. And she was also living in her family home at the same time. And she was moved to hospital. And this neighbor was looking out for me while my parents were with my grandmother at the hospital. And it was that night I woke up and my Nana was sitting at the bottom of my bed. And I remember she flipped me on my belly and she tickled my back, which was my favorite thing. And I remember just feeling so loved. And it was the next morning I went looking for my grandmother and I couldn't find her anywhere in the whole entire house. And my mother was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm looking for Nana. She came home last night." And my mum couldn't tell me what had happened. And then it was later on that day, my mother said to me, "Your Nana went to heaven." And I remember learning about heaven in Sunday school. And I was always told that when someone goes to heaven, you would never see them until you go there. And so from that very tender age, I've had this deep questioning of what happens to us when our physical body dies. And if my grandmother went to heaven, then why did I see her? And so that was with me from that age all the way up through my whole entire life. And I developed this sensitivity where whenever I would go, if someone was emotional in the room, I would mimic the emotion. My mother was a mobile hairdresser when I was growing up, and she would go to people's houses to cut their hair. And I would go with her and I'd be like petting the dog, but no one else could see the dog. It had died 10 years before. So I was doing all these really spooky things. So my parents were really confused. And it was actually a chance meeting with a medium who actually said to my mother, "Your son has the same abilities as me. And by the time he's 17 years old, he will be known for being able to communicate with the other side." And she said this really specific thing. She said, "You will come off of a cruise ship and his name will be in writing in a newspaper." And it was really weird. When I was 17, my mother took me on a cruise. And when I came home, the Daily Mail had named me the youngest medium in the United Kingdom. I was 17 years old.
Mm. Wow. First of all, you're such a beautiful storyteller. Thank you. They have all these visuals of you and your mom, and I know your mom, so you guys getting off the cruise and the whole thing, I see it all. You got very emotional when you were talking about Nana, and I wonder if she's with you right now.
Always.
Yeah.
I can't speak about it without getting emotional. I think it's also the feeling of knowing that when we leave this body, we will go somewhere and we will be able to continually see our loved ones. That is so reassuring to me.
Totally. Yeah. I actually think that some of the freedom that I walk through life with and the bravery and courage that I walk through life with, I owe it to my own mediumship. While I don't have that fine-tuned connection that you have, it's not something... Yeah, I definitely do, but in a different way. Maybe I hear things in a different way. And also, it's really, like you said, it's a practice that you can just develop even more. Mm. And I believe that my full body knowing and faith that there is a world beyond our physical sight, that we can still connect to this world in a different time and space,
right,
gives me just such grace and freedom in this physical body at this time. And trust, deep, deep trust. And I think that's one of the greatest blessings of even encountering a medium in any way. Like if someone has had a reading or if they've heard you speaking and they feel that truth, it can be very reassuring to those folks walking around very powerless in this world, and can be a very clear reminder of the power that we do have within us.
Yeah. The cool thing about angels is they don't need a medium to communicate with you. And I know you love signs more than anyone. And that's one of the big thing about angels, is that when they want to get in touch with you, they do not need a person. They will find a way to reassure you that they are with you, whether that be finding a feather or seeing the numbers light up on the clock, like 1111 or 444. The angels, when they're sure of getting through to you, they will find a way. And I remember one time I was going through a bit of a hard moment, and it was in my business, and it was when I went full in angels. And I was driving home from my office that day, and I was like, angels, I just need some confirmation that this is the right thing for me to do. And I remember switching on the radio, and Justin Bieber was on the radio, and he sang Spread Your Wings and Fly. And I was like, whoa, Justin Bieber just channeled my angels, and he doesn't even know he's doing it.
Oh my God, I love that so much. That is exactly how angels are going to speak to us. And also we can see at times, I see sparks of light, typically in healing rooms. So if I'm in a therapy session, or if somebody's doing healing work, I see a spark of light, typically over their shoulder. And it's like one of those light pens. And it's as if you're flickering the light on the wall. And it is just this little spark of white light.
Yeah. So angels are light. That is what their body is made of. And so they sparkle and they reflect light. And I think a lot of us have got this set idea of how an angel is going to appear. We imagine a cloaked figure coming through the window with giant wings. Angels are not limited to a physical image, and they will use any way to reassure us that they're with us. And there's a lot has changed about my ideas with angels, and I've learned a lot since we spent more time together. And the one thing that's become clear to me is that angels, their purpose is to reflect love back to us. So we get amazed at the idea of communicating with an angel, amazed that there's this presence with us, but they're just as amazed by us. So if we were to see an angel, we'd be like, holy smokes, there's an angel. And the angel's doing exactly the same. It's like, there's Gabby, and I am dedicated to her. And its purpose is to reflect love back to you so that you can discover what's ultimately within you.
That was beautifully said. I wonder if you can describe in your own words what an angel is.
When I first started to learn about angels, and I was reading a lot of the people who were in this before me, they all described angels as these kind of non-human beings that are charged to help the earth and all the beings within it. And I needed my own experience of what that really meant. And I'll never forget this one time. I was in my bedroom, and I was meditating on the floor in front of my little altar, and I said to the angels, angels, thank you for revealing your true essence to me. I need to understand it. And I remember seeing this gigantic big heart beating in the middle of the universe. And every time the heart was beating, I realized that the beat was an angel. And then I just heard this message, we angels are the heartbeats of God. And so, right?
So beautiful.
And it all started streaming into my mind. I was like, angels are the heartbeats of God. And so therefore, when people say to me, hey, Kyle, why do you keep speaking to angels when you can just speak to Source or God directly? I say, well, angels are the heartbeats of God. And so therefore, when I'm speaking to an angel, I'm in touch with the heart of creation. There is no separation between them. They're one.
Wow. Do you believe that an angel in a way is like a conduit to bring us and our worldly ego mind back to the God thinking, back to Source?
Right. 100%. The universe is so intelligent that it creates personifications of itself so that we can have a direct experience of it. And so the angel is God in drag appearing to us in a personified form so that we can experience it.
An angel is God in drag appearing to us in a personified form so that we can experience it. Wow.
That's exactly what they are, because so many people find the idea of speaking to Source or experiencing Source challenging. It might be because of religious trauma or challenges growing up or whatever. And the idea of an angel just seems so much more accessible. And the angel's going to come to you in a way that is comfortable for you, is safe for you, in a way that they're in honor of you. And the most important thing I always say to people is, You are your angel's purpose. They are dedicated to you. The source is running the whole show, but this one being is for you.
So that actually brings me to the next question, which is, do we all have our own individual angels?
Right. So we all have angels.
Some of us have many. Do we all have one guardian angel? Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So I've realized over the years that what I learned about angels in the beginning has changed today. So I always thought angels were non-human. And for the most part, angels are souls or expressions of love that have never had a physical embodiment. But that doesn't mean they can't be. I remember doing a reading for someone a few years ago. And during the session, this angel appeared to her. She had two angels. And I asked the angels for more information. And one of the angels felt like it was her child. And I said to her, there's a being here and it's telling me it's your child. And it turns out this woman had lost a daughter. And I kept saying, my angel, my angel, my angel. And she pulled out her phone, she flipped open her camera, and there was a photo of her daughter's tombstone that said, my angel. This, and it gives me goosebumps to think about it. So I've realized that angels can be more than what we've been told before.
Wait, so to unpack that, did her angel come through as this child that was in a human form for a period of time?
Yes. Yeah, so her daughter that was lost became her angel.
Oh, became her angel. Got that. What you're saying is a soul can incarnate as a human and pass on and become an angel.
Right. And the most important thing with that is if someone transcends ego, they become angelic. So all children are so in grace, so in love, emanating directly from source. They have no ego. So the souls of lost children can become angels. Mm. And so I've started to see angels appearing more and more with people. They have one angel. And then if, you know, something like that happens, an angel joins them. And then another thing that I've learned is if we have a near-death experience, sometimes more angels come back with you. So I was doing a book signing. And this young girl was walking towards me with her mother. And when I was looking at the girl, I could see eight figures of light behind her. And the little girl came up to my stand and her mother said, my daughter's been so excited to speak to you. She's had her own experiences. And I said to her, you have eight angels. And her mother said, that's so strange because she's died eight times. And I was like, sorry? And she said, yes, my daughter's heart has stopped eight times in her life.
Wow.
And so all these little things that have happened to me over the years have started to change my view. I used to think we all have one angel and it's been with us for lifetimes. But I'm now learning there's more and more angels with us, dependent on our life's experiences and the things that we go through to help us stay here and fulfill our own purpose.
Wow. Okay, every response is a wow. Kyle,
huge.
Okay. Whew, it is huge. And then the conviction that you speak about your connection to angels is so heart-opening and relaxing to my system. And I'm sure that our listeners are having that experience. Time for a quick break. Usually I take a break when I need a snack. That's just me. I'm a snacker. And one of my favorite snacks these days is our sponsor today, Perfect Snacks. So if you're looking for a protein bar that actually tastes awesome, look no further than Perfect Bar. They have this awesome lineup that are these refrigerated protein bars. They're perfect. They have exactly what you're looking for. They're made with freshly ground peanut butter, organic honey, 20 organic superfoods, and it's powered with protein. My friends, I am a protein junkie these days. And they're these little size snack bars that are just so good, and they are so satiating. They have a cookie dough-like texture, and they're just filled with flavor. Perfect Bar contains up to 17 grams of whole food protein per bar. And they come in 10 delicious flavors. Dark chocolate chip peanut butter is probably my favorite. And so if you're not convinced already, they're also non-GMO project verified, gluten-free, soy-free, kosher, and low GI. Perfect Bar knows it will be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text and upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. Pretty cool, right? All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking. You guys know that I love having a ritual and I love having routines. And for me, one of my big rituals is taking a daily probiotic. If you're a listener of this show, you know that I am obsessed with gut health, that I spent decades of my life struggling with gastrointestinal issues. And my saving grace year after year after year was a probiotic. And now, as I've healed my gut, I can feel really, really proud to say that I'm staying consistent with my routine and my patterns to keep everything healthy and happy inside my GI tract. And so I don't go a day without taking seed. If you've taken probiotics before and never felt a difference, it's likely because the good bacteria wasn't surviving in your GI tract. Using a proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages, seeds supports benefits in and beyond the gut. So let me tell you, your skin's going to look better, your hair is going to look better, and you'll see improvements in your digestion within 24 to 48 hours. Seed also has this very stylish forest green little vial that you can put your supplements in, and it's perfect for traveling, my friends. It just makes everything so organized. I just want a million of them. So start a healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's DS01TM Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby. At one point in time, you had told me that I had this angel called Peter, and that he was like a gatekeeper, and that he was there to protect my energy when I was in a book signing, kind of like a bodyguard is how you described him. Mm-hmm. And I have since felt his presence. And I wonder, is it possible that that angel has traveled with my soul, or what can I know about that connection? Has it been going on for a long time? Is it specific to this lifetime? Is it all of the above?
Yeah, all of the above. I believe that our guardian angels, our soul's gatekeeper, they record our soul's journey and the evolution of our soul. They've been with us for lifetimes upon lifetimes upon lifetimes. So I believe the soul is recycled. I believe we come back many times. And what I've come to understand is that many people feel drawn to angels naturally. I've always felt a deep rapport. And I think the reason that many people feel drawn to angels, and the stats are really cool. In the US, it's 8 out of 10 people believe in angels.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah. So it's big stats, right? And out of those 8, 1 in every 10 believe they've had a direct experience of the angelic. So it's big stuff. I believe that many of us feel drawn to angels because we're actually remembering them from before.
Yeah.
So if you feel like, oh my goodness, I feel my presence, my guardian angel, or I feel like I want to connect with them, it's because before you were in this body, you were dancing across the stars together and you're remembering them from before.
Mm. I mean, dancing across the stars.
I mean, you definitely danced across the stars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. 100%. And I want to keep dancing even here. I have this angel that I channeled prior to having that confirmation from a medium. I had been doing some energy work at a period of time on myself and then on my husband. And I would start channeling this angel. She referred to herself as Lily. And she's just extraordinary, like beautiful, blonde, very young and healthy and vibrant and long blonde hair. And she'd come through and I would just continue to listen to her direction. Maybe a month after this is years ago, like a decade ago, my friend Rebecca Rosen, who's another medium I adore, came to me and gave me a reading. And then she said, who is Lily? And then she affirmed that Lily is indeed an angel that works with me. And a lot of times mediums don't remember what they say, but every single time Rebecca gives me a reading, she's always like, there's a Lily here again. Lily's right. Back. And so I wonder how much guides and angels use mediums as a way of confirming that their presence is there, right? So you said we can connect to angels on our own. We have that ability. But sometimes angels will work through people, maybe even a medium or whatever, to present their message.
100%. And doesn't always have to be a trained medium. It can just be
a person,
someone. Yeah, angels love to come through to give us confirmation, because I think what happens when people have these experiences or they feel like they're being visited off of a presence, often we also question that and be like, is this actually happening to me? Or am I just playing make-believe? Or we might fear that we're losing our mind a little bit. And so when we get that confirmation through someone who's got the ability to channel, it just gives us that confidence to keep running with it, you know?
Yeah.
There's that quote from the Bible that says we can be entertaining angels unawares. And I've always loved that idea. And there's this one person that I know who started a kindness charity in Scotland. And they spoke about how acts of kindness can change someone's life. And so she started this thing where she encourages people to do random acts to people, random acts of kindness to make them feel safe or seen or supported. And so there was this one person who was taking the bus every day, and they saw this one person sitting on the bus for maybe 10 years, same bus every day, same person. But this one day, because they had heard about this random acts of kindness, they decided that they were going to go over to this person and be like, hey, how are you doing today? I've noticed we've seen each other on this bus for 10 years and never spoken. And so they did. And that person said to them, I can't believe you're speaking to me after all these years. And she said, I said to God this morning that if no one speaks to me today, I'm going to leave this earth. I've had enough. I don't want to be in this planet anymore. And then this person just randomly gets inspired to go over to that person, perform the random act of kindness, and turn save a life.
That's right. So that's their angel guide working through that person practicing the random act of kindness. Let's unpack that moment. So I believe that anyone listening to Dear Gabby is angelically inclined, okay? From the standpoint 100%. Of having an openness, a desire, a willingness, and a ability to connect. We all have an ability to connect, but particularly those of us who are willing, right? And open. So whenever our listeners have those inspired moments of, I feel called to express love in a form that's not going to be unsafe or whatnot, that hit of inspiration could be the presence of an angel coming through.
100%. And I think that that's when you become the angel's angel. Because angel just means messenger of God. So you're the messenger's messenger, you know?
I think that a lot of nurses and doctors are the angel's angels.
Most people in service. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've listened to your show a lot, and I know that you're a huge advocate for therapists. And I wanted to tell you this story about a therapist that came to see me in London recently, because she was always interested and open to angels, but it was never part of her thing.
Yeah.
And she had learned that unless you ask an angel to help you, angels cannot come through. But I've since come to understand, similar to the ideas of being a super attractor, if you are in the likeness of an angel's vibration, you actually attract them towards you. So this woman who's a therapist was working with this guy. He was an addict, and she was trying to help him so much. In her mind, she's like, I just need to find a way to help this person crack through this. And all of a sudden, and she's never done anything like this in her life, this figure appears in the room and starts giving her clear direction, clear instruction, telling her what she needs to say to this guy. And it starts to help him turn his mindset around, which in turn helped him make a recovery. And so she was desperate to ask me about how did that happen? Because I never called in an angel. And I said, well, it's because your desperation to help him, your deep driving desire to be of service, created this vibration that attracted the angels towards you so that they could help you both through that. Isn't that incredible?
Well, when we are in alignment with our super attractor power, with our connection to a source of our own understanding, we are vibrating at the frequency of the angelic realm. And therefore, what we open up our conscious awareness to receive that kind of guidance, whether it be direction. So when I'm on stage, there are times when my inner dialogue is taken over and I am channeling angelic voices. And particularly when, and even in Q&A things, when I feel very directive. And often for me, in the direction of helping people elevate their highest purpose. That's how I'm used typically. Okay. So I'm not like, oh, your dad wants you to know this thing. I'm more like the angels are coming through me specifically to use me as a conduit for up-leveling connection to spirit and high purpose. That's one way of receiving. You get into the vibration, the angelic connection and support comes through. Language that I have borrowed from you of being able to invoke an angel is to say, thank you, angels, for revealing to me what it is I need to know. And I want to talk about that language of how we welcome in that presence. I like the words thank you because it's affirming that they're already doing it, that it's already happening.
Right. Because angels love us saying thank you. And the reason they love us saying thank you isn't because they want praise. It's because the gratitude that we genuinely feel is going to magnetize towards miracles. That's ultimately why angels love us saying thank you. So we know that gratitude is one of the highest vibrations possible. And so angels operate on that gratitude frequency. When we are in gratitude, angels are close by. So we can say, angels, thank you for revealing your presence. Thank you, angels, for reminding me that you're here with me. Thank you, angels, for revealing to me what I need to know. And the reason that that's so powerful is because most people go to prayer as their final thing. I've done everything else. Now I'm going to drop on my knees and pray. And so when we go to prayer, most of the time we're in a lack mindset where we don't believe what we need is possible. Whereas if we go in a state of gratitude, praying when things go right, not just when things go wrong, we open up a clearer channel for us to be able to invoke more help and more presence and more love.
It strengthens the conversation. It makes it more second nature as well.
Yeah, I always say to people, it's like when you're developing a connection to the angels, you don't want to be that friend that just shows up when things go wrong all the time.
Because we know
how much of a bummer that is.
Right.
You want to be that friend. It's like, hey, I'm really grateful for this blessing and I'm really grateful for this experience. That's how you open it up. And so I started to teach people to use thank you, angels, as a mantra. Every time things go right, thank you, angels. Every time the clouds part and the sun comes through, thank you, angels. And the more we do that, we bring their presence in. And that's when we start to be able to hear them.
Right. So when I start to tune in, when I'm around people like you, when I'm in my meditation, when I'm on stage, my hands go numb. So all of a sudden, this hand's up, but the right hand is almost like I'm holding a baby. And so I never question, often feel if it's an audience I'm with, it's as if I'm holding the energy of the room, right? But if they come through me in this physical way, can you talk to me, unpack that for me a little bit, what's going on?
The angels love open palms for a start, because an open palm is an open heart. So I think that's really what this is about. And it's also about surrender mode, where you're letting something move through you. I'm throwing my hands up and I'm letting this move through me. I've noticed that things get very physical for me when I'm doing this. I go bright red. If I'm doing readings, I have to change my t-shirt at the end after it because I get so warm. And I think it's because the angels are of such a high frequency. The human body cannot completely comprehend that frequency. So it has to do something to let something through. So for you, it might be that you feel like you're opening up or you have to hold this energy. And for me, I just get so hot.
And this is good for the listener. You're going to get your signs that the presence of angels are with you, right? So for you, what is the sign? You get hot or what's the sign that you're channeling?
When I get tingles on my shoulders, my shoulders go. And then I usually see like a figure arching over me, like a protective figure. And when I'm in, I know because I can see a corridor at the back of my mind and there's angels coming down it.
Oh my God. That is absolutely beautiful. Let's take a moment for a quick ad break to talk about my new favorite brand. I am all about what goes on in the kitchen. I am all about cooking. I see my cooking as a meditative experience, and I absolutely love creating the space in my kitchen that feels zen and gorgeous. Enter Caraway. I love these products because they're non-toxic cookware and bakeware. So you can feel good about what you're cooking. It's really, really important, people, to be conscious of your cookware. You're feeding your kids, you're feeding yourself. Your cookware has to be non-toxic. They're beautiful, they're gorgeous, there's so many different colors. Caraway Home's non-toxic kitchenwares are all designed for the modern home, and they're chemical-free ceramic coating, so food can be prepared with peace of mind. All the sets come equipped with easy access storage solutions. The days of misplacing your lids are over. Over 30,000 people have raved about their Caraway kitchen, And now it's time for you to try it out for yourself. And guess what? This only happens once a year, but Caraway's Cyber Season event is almost here. You can save up to 20% on all Caraway products, including their internet famous non-toxic cookware set. For the first time ever, you can now save on Caraway's food storage, tea kettle, and mini cookware. Visit carawayhome.com to take advantage of their Cyber Season event and score up to 20% off your next purchase of non-toxic kitchenware. This deal won't last long, so visit carawayhome.com to shop all their incredible products for up to 20% off this holiday season. Caraway. My friends, I have created the most epic plan for your manifestations in 2023. Are you ready for this? It is my New Year Manifesting Bundle. You can get access to this awesome bundle of three products that will rock your world when it comes to manifesting and set you up to win. So here's the deal. You're going to get in this bundle my 21-day manifesting challenge, which is 21 days of me as your manifesting coach helping you co-create with the universe, and it starts on January 1st. But you can start manifesting right here, right now, the moment that you sign up for this. With my Super Attractor ebook, you're going to get my best methods for manifesting a life beyond your wildest dreams. And you get my weekly Law of Attraction coaching emails, where I can teach you how to connect to the universe and really tune up your attracting power in the weeks that lead up to the challenge. So that's three times the manifesting power for the price of the manifesting challenge, only $37. For 37 bucks, you get the 21-day challenge, my free ebook, and weekly Law of Attraction coaching starting right now. Get the New Year Manifesting Bundle now at deargabby.com/manifesting bundle, or click the link in the show notes. Head over to deargabby.com/manifesting bundle. Do not miss this, my friends. So, Kyle, you have all these angel cards. And so I was wondering if you could pull some cards for the conversation, for my community, yeah, for whatever needs to come through, or maybe I could pick the card. Well, that would be a card for me. Let's pull a card for the community. Maybe I'll selfishly pick a card at the end too.
I brought some just in case. I had a feeling you were going to ask me to do that.
Maybe you're psychic or something. I don't know.
Well, this is a good one. Angelic protection.
How perfect.
You know, whenever I pick a card, the first card is always a strength. It's what you have available to you right now. You just have to lean into it. And so the card that I picked for everyone listening today is angelic protection. And so the angels are coming through and they want you to know that you are safe and that protection is available to you. And if you are in a place where you are feeling unsafe, the only thing you can do to change that is to call in more protection. Mm. And the angels are charged to help keep us safe, because when we're feeling safe, our gifts can come to the surface, our talents can be brought out into the light. And so there's a good chance, if you're listening to this right now, there's gifts and talents and abilities and things that you really do want to bring to light that you're maybe afraid of doing. And so if you call in angels to help you feel safe, that will be more achievable for you.
When you're feeling safe, you can bring your gifts to the light. That really hit me. That really, really hit me right here. Mm. Wow. Beautiful. Oh my goodness.
That's a good one.
Okay. Can you see where I'm pointing? The one that's sticking out in the middle. The one that's the next one. That one.
This one?
Yep. That's my card. Get a card on Zoom.
Your card's transformation. Mm. So this is your strength again. It's something that you're leaning into. And this is about being able to transform and actually be able to allow transformation to unfold in your life. Because in the truth of the matter, none of us necessarily love change or the process of transformation. But what this is saying about you is that you are realizing that transformation is actually your legacy. You've transformed completely throughout your life, year after year, shifting into a greater form of yourself and leaning into your gifts more and more. And transformation, I will say, is your legacy. I think that's what you're here to do. You're here to help caterpillars become butterflies. And I feel like that's a big thing for you. I'll also say this, the angel that I was inspired by to create this is Archangel Zadkiel. And Archangel Zadkiel is the violet flame. And it's this angel that helps us transform a particular situation or an issue that might feel sticky or holding us back. And so if there's something in your life that's a little bit sticky right now,
yes.
You need to imagine it in violet energy, completely in violet light all around it, and it'll help that transform. And I think this is also about a personal relationship transforming, allowing a personal relationship to change from what it was before to something new in order for a level of growth to be experienced. It feels like it's uncomfortable. But when you are feeling that uncomfortable, it's because you're on the verge of something great.
You've described the full shakeup that's happening in my professional world. Yeah. Really cool.
Yeah.
And personal. It all kind of intertwines. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're going to be a regular here, my love. And I would love to leave our guests with two last questions and maybe just a quick recap. So when they want to call on their angels using the language, thank you, and doing it more often.
Yeah, I would say the prayer, thank you, angels, for reminding me of your presence and be open to a sign. Just something to confirm to you that they're real.
Got it.
You know, and then once you've got that.
Angels, for reminding me of your presence and showing me a sign. I'm saying that prayer now. Anything that we would want to leave people with in terms of what to do with the messages once they receive that guidance? What do they want to do?
So once you have that sign, the next move is invite angels into the area of your life that you need more love. So if there's something that's causing you discomfort or causing you a sense of pain or feeling of being scared, that's a sign that your angels are needed. And so then once you have the sign, say, angels, thank you for laying your hands of light upon this situation and everyone involved.
I'm going to write that out and put it in the show notes because I want people to be able to see that in writing as well.
Yeah, I love this idea of angels laying hands of light on a situation because the truth is nothing is too big for them to deal with.
Thank you, Kyle. So good. Yeah. It's just so good. I feel energized. I feel like I have had a spiritual jumpstart today.
Good.
I've got everything all jumped up and ready to get an even deeper connection after this conversation or starting even now. I want to close by just expressing how much I admire you and that it has been a privilege for me to grow up with you over the last 11 years and to witness you in this beautiful, confident, gorgeous inside and out human form, being such a profound messenger in this lifetime. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you, Gabby. You'll always be my first mentor, my first author buddy who really helped me get started. So I so appreciate being here with you today.
I just love you. Thank you, sweetie.
Love you. Thank you.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.